Hey, thank you for checking out this podcast with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. And don't forget to make the Humboldt Last Week website a daily visit with the podcast, a TLDR newsfeed, an alternative rock radio station, Hum Along Alternative. That's all at HumboldtLastWeek.com and HumAlt.com. This programming has the intent of informing and engaging with a kind community, and it's been breaking even with the support of these local partnerships. Bell Star Clothing in Old Town Eureka, open every day with warm styles and cozy clothes that fit your life. Online shopping to search Bell Star Eureka. Dex Bakery, delicious local organic baked goods at the Arcata Farmers Market and online orders at dexbakery.com. Bongo Boy Studio, world-class audio engineers with a client list including Sarah Bareilles. Check bongoboystudio.com. North Coast Co-op, it's organic and community-owned with quality groceries in Arcata and Eureka, or search North Coast Co-op. The North Coast Journal is local news in print and online at northcoastjournal.com. And photography by Shy, with quality portraits and competitive rates, and a link at HumboldtLastWeek.com. We did it. We put primary election week in the books. It's behind us, my friend. I hope it treated you well and that you voted. My name is Miles. This is Humboldt Last Week. Please do reach out with local stories. And here we go with the most interesting story surrounding Humboldt County fast. This is episode 313. It's dated March 8th, 2024. I don't know if you caught this, but there is this man who was arrested on meth and stalking charges, and he is actually connected to the cases of two women believed murdered. It's been alleged this guy, James Eugene Jones, or Jimmy Jones, was the last known contact of two women whose remains were discovered in the Fortuna area back in 2014. That would be Danielle Bertolini and Sheila Franks. This story made national news and has repeatedly done so. Now, thus far, Jones, this guy, has only been noted as a person of interest in those homicide cases. But Jones' recent run-in includes allegations he stalked a woman who owns a Scotia business with meth and a switchblade knife in his possession. You can read more via Redheaded Black Belt. And did you see this one? Did a bank robber really remorsefully turn himself in on the same day as the crime? Eureka police say so. Officers say this guy told him he was overwhelmed by guilt and promptly turned himself in at the courthouse after going to a bank and saying he had a gun and took cash. He had the stolen cash. As this unique situation unfolded, many people wondered if there was more to the story, but you could read more via Redheaded Black Belt. Talking about the election, local judge Gregory Kreis lost re-election while facing a slew of misconduct allegations. This judge, Kreis, vehemently denied allegations of drug use, derogatory remarks, sexual impropriety, a lap dance, and other allegations, but he did admit to playfully pushing somebody into a lake. Kreis's challenger was victorious with about 60% of the vote so far. April Van Dyke is the winner. Her campaign emphasized a commitment to social justice and combating sentencing disparities, among other goals. You can read more via Redheaded Black Belt and other links at HumboldtLastWeek.com/TLDR. And I did want to say I've been pronouncing his name Gregory Kreis, but it's actually Gregory Kreis, so I regret the mispronunciation. And more election results as a controversial vote to limit the local cannabis industry was denied by voters. Per election night results, which are subject to change slightly, Measure A opponents were able to convince roughly 73% of voters this cannabis measure went too far and would have had unintended consequences and damaged a struggling but crucial sector of our economy, cannabis. Humboldt County Supervisors Rex Bone, Mike Wilson, and Michelle Bushnell are all likely to be reelected. That's unless a significant number of late votes bring Bushnell's 58% down to runoff territory. Very unlikely. So it's looking like county supervision is going to remain the same. Mike Wilson so far won over about 81% of the voters in his district, while Rex Bone brought in about 64%. And as of this recording, Santa Rosa's Chris Rogers currently holds a narrow lead to progress toward becoming our next California Assembly rep. So if this Santa Rosa City Council member's lead over Rusty Hicks remains among Democrats, he's going to face Republican Mike Greer in the November election to replace Assemblymember Jim Wood. We'll see if mail-in votes change things for Rusty Hicks, an Arcata resident as of 2021, and the chairman of the California Democratic Party. It's very likely that a Democrat will win that seat. You could read more via the Press Democrat. You might have seen this Reddit post that curated some of Humboldt County's most interesting dramas in recent years. Instances mentioned included a slumlord targeted by arson who allegedly didn't make good on a lodging for sex proposal, the TV person who passionately inquired about who pooped and peed on the bank during the Occupy Wall Street movement, the voted out mayor linked to a DUI and sexual harassment accusations, a man who assassinated a pet pig, a red panda who escaped the zoo, a long-hidden cabin found in the Arcata Community Forest, all kinds of stories in that Reddit post. It's linked at humboldtlastweek.com/TLDR. And then locals are actually set to honor a non-binary teen who died after a school bathroom fight and alleged bullying in Oklahoma. A rep for Queer Humboldt noted the relatability of the teen's experience to many who face harassment and assault due to their LGBTQ+ identity. The event on March 9th at 5:30 is going to happen at the Old Town Gazebo in Eureka. You could read more via the Times Standard. And an ocean tornado again. Shelter Cove residents recently spotted more water spouts, which turn into tornadoes if they reach land. With the rise of smartphones, they've been captured locally more often, those water spouts or ocean tornadoes. See the picture at Redheaded Black Belt. Do you remember when 311 mentioned Humboldt County in their 1994 album Grassroots? I heard this song and the lyrics finally clicked for the reggae rockers' track Nut Symptom. It's a nod to their bassist Peanut. The lyrics read, "Like magic dragon, I puff on the stuff of a Humboldt cone, then I'm stoned, watch out. Smoke the weed that come from Northern California. Don't do no cocaine that come from Colombia. That thing will mash up your nature, mash up your body, and mash up your culture." So, 311 saying smoke Humboldt marijuana and don't do cocaine. You have the lyrics linked at humboldtlastweek.com/TLDR. 311 said it, not me. So hey, what's going on out there? Nirvana and Green Day cover bands coming to Blue Lake Casino, stand-up comedy, roller derby at the end of the month. You can check out all kinds of events looking at the Loco Lowdown and the North Coast Journal calendar. Please do reach out with any juicy local news stories, and please don't forget to check humboldtlastweek.com every day for local news before episodes come out and rock radio. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye. Hey, thank you for checking out this podcast with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. And don't forget to make the Humboldt Last Week website a daily visit with the podcast, a TLDR newsfeed, an alternative rock radio station, Hum Along Alternative. That's all at humboldtlastweek.com and humalt.com. This programming has the intent of informing and engaging with a kind community, and it's been breaking even with the support of these local partnerships. Bell Star Clothing in Old Town Eureka, open every day with warm styles and cozy clothes that fit your life. Online shopping to search Bell Star Eureka. Bex Bakery, delicious local organic baked goods at the Arcata Farmers Market and online orders at bexbakery.com. Bongo Boy Studio, world-class audio engineers with a client list including Sarah Bareilles. Check bongoboystudio.com. North Coast Co-op, it's organic and community-owned with quality groceries in Arcata and Eureka, or search North Coast Co-op. The North Coast Journal is local news in print and online at northcoastjournal.com. And photography by Shy, with quality portraits and competitive rates, and a link at humboldtlastweek.com.